Give and Take by Adam Grant. The one-sentence summary. It is possible to consistently give help to others, not be a pushover, and still be a success in life and work. What the book says. Most people believe that a combination of hard work, luck, and talent play a role in our working lives. This book stresses the importance of a fourth critical factor, that the best way you can succeed is to focus on bringing others with you. Takers like to get more than they give. They put their own interests ahead of others, believe that the world is competitive, and that they need to be better than others. They're not necessarily cruel, but they are self-protective. Givers prefer to give more than they get, tipping reciprocity in the other direction. They are other-focused, looking at what people need from them. Matchers are in the middle. They strive to provide an equal balance of giving and getting. They operate on the principle of fairness and believe in tit for tat, an even exchange of favours. Most people are matchers, and their values emphasise fairness. They believe in an eye for an eye, so when takers violate these principles, they want to see justice served. Some givers become pushovers and doormats, and the author is keen to distinguish between the champs and the chumps. It's all about the strategies they choose and the choices they make. In other words, you can be an excellent giver and still survive, let alone not be taken advantage of your whole life. Successful and happy givers are otherish. They achieve this reconciliation because they still look out enough for their own interests. They engage in generous tit-for-tat. They're also good at sincerity screening. They watch for clues that the other person is consistently taking but giving nothing back. Takers often operate in givers' clothes. They flatter people and often donate to charity. They're sometimes called taker fakers or agreeable fakers. They're often excellent in high-level company and quite charming, but can be exposed when dealing with subordinates. This is something the Dutch call kissing up, kicking down. Agreeable people tend to be cooperative and polite, but they can still be takers. Agreeableness and giving are not synonymous.